and we're going somewhere absolutely beautiful now, to Miranda on the Firth of Thames, where my next guest spends most days producing handmade preserves and spreads. Judy Ashby is one half of Par Hill Produce, established nearly 2.5 years ago. Judy and her business partner Jean make a range of chutneys, sauces, jams and peanut butters, all from locally sourced produce, apart from the peanuts, which come from Argentina. Judy and Jean craft their goods from a purpose-built kitchen on Judy and husband Clive's lifestyle property in Miranda, where Judy also lives in a container house she built herself. Judy, good morning.
Good morning.
I have a picture in my mind's eye of your place. Do you have, like, what's the view looking out from your container house? What do you see?
Straight up the Firth of Thames.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
It's a bit of a scrappy day around the country today. Is it up there too?
Yeah, we've got a bit of sun. It's fine. Yeah.
And it's the crazy lights that you get there as well. It is the most beautiful place. How did it come to be your home?
It's actually Jean and Clive. Jean's married to Clive. We started off looking at kiwi fruit, and I said, oh, you know, it'd be nice to make a steak mate chutney to go with steak, as it is a tenderizer. So we started that off and thought, oh, well, let's build a kitchen and start doing preserves. And we just kept going. So then, you know, I may as well live beside the kitchen.
Hence the container house.
There's just enough room for me. It's all good.
Did the business take off pretty quickly?
Yes, it has. Yeah, we've been working, you know, every day for the last two and a half years, and we'll just push it and keep going to all the markets. We started off with all the markets and started going to shows and the food shows, and we just keep push and Facebook it, and of course we have to be out there for people to taste it. So it seems to be successful. So I'm quite confident.
So how far is it selling regionally? Are you getting yourself into some supermarkets out of the district, or how far has it gone?
I haven't gone into the supermarkets. I like to be out there showing people that you don't have to go to the supermarket to find something nice to eat. And I'm guessing they're getting pretty bored with it at the moment.
So it's farmers' markets and what, people coming to the door?
No, we just go to the markets and set up our little stall and sell from there. And let people come and taste it all, and we have all the jars out and little sticks, and they decide what they want. But it's good. The jars, they're full of fruit, you know, so there's something different for them to try.
As you say, people will be over supermarkets, I suspect. They've been our only source of produce for a while, other than the garden. Speaking of which, what's the range of produce that you source and preserve there?
Okay, so we do our veggies in our veggie garden. We source all our berries from Gisborne, and our cherries from Cromwell. And I go to as many growers as I can to, you know, get, because we boil fruit, we don't have to have perfect looking fruit. I just research everywhere until I get what I want, I guess.
What is some of the produce that you've got for sale? Let's work through some of it.
Okay, so at the moment the tamarillos are out, so we've got the tamarillo chutney, which is very popular. And, of course, we've just been through all the summer harvest, so what we do, we buy all fresh and we pip it and prep it and put it in the freezer so that we've got backup. So we've got apricots and all sorts of different berries, tamarillos, apricots, peaches. We've got quite a huge range of product.
About 40, I think.
Yeah, so it's made into jam, and it's also made into chutneys. Did you make chutney out of anything?
I think your first one was a kiwi fruit chutney.
Yes, now we call that steak mate. So it's It's a gold kiwi fruit base. And it's got a little thing in it. So, it's like a man's putney, really.
Does this go back to the foundation story you were telling earlier?
Yes.
Clive was after an accompaniment for the steak.
Yes. So, yeah, no, it works out well. So we've got that in the chutney and we've got it in a sauce.
What are you having to balance with the flavour? Because it'd be quite a tarty flavour, can't it? What are you using without giving the secrets away?
I don't give you any secrets, no. lots of flavour. We use a white vinegar. We often use a white vinegar because it keeps the colour of the fruit. Of course, we've got the spices in it, and we just level it out with that and write it all down, and then we get our nutrient label. So most of our chutneys don't have a huge amount of sugar in it. We try to keep that down for people that can't have much sugar. You don't need a lot anyway because you want to taste the fruit.
You mentioned tamarillos. It's their time right now. What would you use that chutney with?
Okay, so tamarillo chutney, you can use that for any meats. I'd put it with a nice lunch and do something. It's great with the cheese and a cheese platter. You can almost use that for anything. It's very tasty and it's quite rich.
Another I've spotted is the a capsicum sauce, a char grilled capsicum sauce. With the fresh, vegetable still in there.
That's it. We actually source our capsicums locally and it takes all day to make it because we have to char grill it. Peel it all sorted. And it's so yummy. It's got a little bit of tomato base in it. I have it on my toast in the morning. That's how nice it is.
How do you experiment with all these different flavours? Has it been something you've done lifelong?
We look at the old recipes. We've got Nana's recipe books. And we've got lots of old recipe books. And we go through those and we have a look. And use that as a base, and you think, maybe we could try it with a bit of a couple of teaspoons of curry or something and see how that works. It's all original.
If you're getting product out there, though, the farmer's markets are one thing. Have you got customers? You're building up quite a big customer base. Are you using a delivery service as well to get all this good stuff out there?
Yes, we shop online now. Now that it's level 3, we're doing quite well. I'm very pleased.
There's also the peanut butters. Now, this has become a really big, New Zealand product in some ways. A lot of firms making delicious peanut butter. You're making your own as well?
Yes, we are. Yep, straight peanuts. We have a peanut butter machine. We bought one. It's just good fun. So try all sorts of different flavours, and it's very popular. We have a Cajun peanut butter, which is probably the most popular. I did a chocolate peanut butter, and that's going down really well. So we have a savoury range and a sweet range. So with the sweet range, we have jelly, which is our own jelly, and a raspberry jam, which is our own raspberry jam. So we bring all our own products.
The Cajun, I understand, version is darn good with chicken pieces. Is it like a good marinade?
Yes. Oh, well, no. It's like I make a batter out of it. So it's like doing Wiener Schnitzel, really. You just make a batter out of the Cajun peanut butter, and it's easy to do. You have your chicken pieces and dust them in flour and dip them in batter and then roll them in breadcrumbs and let it set. And about an hour later, you can either deep fry or fry, and it's yummy.
A lot of people are asking what a peanut butter machine is. It's like Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, only with peanut butter. There'd probably be a rush on them, I imagine. But what's involved?
The peanut butter machine, actually, it's rather a large machine. So you can put a fair few kilo in the top. It's a little bit like the machines that you see in the bin. so people can go and make their own. So it's one of those, and yeah, we just sit at the machine and fill all the jars and keep going.
So there's the purpose-built kitchen now, and was all this just growing and the popularity growing to the point where you needed to get stuck in and design something?
Yeah. We're always in there, we just get a little bit of pull and try it with other things, and then think, that sounds really nice, let's give it a go, see if it goes. If it doesn't go, we just get rid of it. We only do little stuff. It works.
You mentioned, was it your grandmother's recipe book? Who's the big food influence in your life? Who was the person who set you on your way with food?
My mother, I guess. I used to do preserves when my daughter was very young, and it was all good fun to try things out. I quite like cooking anyway. And I sort of forgot about it as life goes on. Then I thought, you know, it's good fun, and if I can sell it, it's well worth doing it.
So it's all on. I imagine, yeah. Though, at the moment, have you been able to keep working as a business then, doing distance deliveries? You've been able to keep working the past few weeks?
Absolutely, yeah. We did actually have a bit of a downtime, of course. We were ready to go to a couple of big shows, and so we went hard out making, you know, getting the stocks right up high, and of course everything got cancelled, so that sort of gave us a little rest. But that was good. So we've got, you know, just starting to cook again now. You know, we're quietly getting rid of stuff, selling it, and now we're starting to top up again.
Plenty of jams. And just reading your website, I don't know why I brought up the supermarkets earlier. That's not.
I'm not into supermarkets much.
Not into them at all, are you?
No.
You're the real deal.
I would rather support small businesses. Yeah. We all need it.
Yeah.
Our spices for the peanut butters come from a small business in Tauranga, so that. We help them out too. I'm happy to help all the small businesses.
And the jams, the key thing is, this sounds strange, but like everything has just got so much sweeter and sweeter, hasn't it? And you and making your jams. Look, I remember I could still see my mum with a battered old big huge pot on the stove just pouring in packets of Chelsea sugar
the raspberries. If you want to do it naturally, you do it the way Nana did, and it's per weight of fruit of sugar.
Yeah.
So, and we can't, unless I wanted to grow a whole paddock of stevia just to change the sugar. So, no. And, you know, I just cater for those people that can have it, I guess.
All power to you. I still think you sound like you've got the best-looking office in the country.
I do, yes.
Yeah, enjoy it. And thanks very much for being in touch. We've got the link on the website for people to learn more. Judy Ashby,
thanks
that
very
is.
Much. We're also vegan and vegetarian friendly.
All right.
Yeah.
Good for you. Thank you. Judy Ashby, one half of Par Hill Produce. Her business partner is Jean, and Jean and Clive own the property where Judy lives next to their new purpose-built kitchen, and they are chugging out all the good stuff.